all who can have now got safe within, Aragorn.
Things go ill, my friend.
Ill enough. But not yet hopeless while we have you with us. But where is Gimli?
Was he not with you?
Well, the enemy swept us apart. I thought he'd escape with you.
He is stout and strong. Let us hope that he reached the caves.
Oh, such a refuge would be to the liking of a dwarf.
We must hope that it is so.
But I wish that he had come here. I desire to tell Master Gimli that my tale is now 39!
If he wins back to the caves, he will pass your cant again. Never did I see an axe so wielded. But I must go seek the king.
And I must seek for arrows. Would that this night would end, and I could have better light for shooting.
News, Aragorn.
The Deeping Wall is taken and all the defense swept away, but many have escaped here to the Hornburg.
And Eomer?
We were parted by the fighting. Gamling was with him. They must have escaped into the caves. What hope they may have there, I do not know.
More than we. The air is wholesome there because of the fissures in the rock. None can force an entrance there against determined men. They may hold out long.
But the orcs have brought a devilry from Orthanc. They have a blasting fire, and with it they took the wall. If they cannot come in the caves, they may seal off those that are inside. But now we must turn all our thoughts to our own defense.
I fret in this prison. If I could have set a spear in rest, riding before my men upon the field, maybe I could have felt again the joy of battle and so ended. But I serve little purpose here.
Here you are at least guarded in the strongest fastness of the mark. More hope have we to defend you here in the Hornburg than in Edoras, or even at Dunharrow in the mountains.
It is said that the Hornburg has never fallen to assault. But now my heart is doubtful. The world changes, and all that once was strong now proves unsure. How shall any tower withstand such numbers and such reckless hate? Had I known that the strength of Isengard was grown so great, maybe I should not so rashly have ridden forth to meet him for all the arts of Gandalf. His counsel seems not now so good as it did under the morning sun.
Do not judge the counsel of Gandalf until all is over, Lord.
The end will not be long. But I will not end here, taken like an old badger in a trap. When dawn comes, I will bid men sound Helm's horn, and I will ride forth. Will you ride with me then, son of Arathorn? Maybe we shall cleave a road or make such an end as will be worth a song, if any be left to sing of us hereafter.
I will ride with you, Theoden, King. But first, I will see what words can achieve.